Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, yesterday we found out that we're officially in a per capita recession where gross domestic product per person fell by 0.3%. So the growth of 0.4% in the Australian economy was largely due to population growth. So it feels like we're all in a bit of a recession, especially when we think about the increase in cost of living that we've been experiencing at the moment. So we thought it would be a good idea to find out some simple ways that we can ease the squeeze. Now, I have to credit that to my producer, Con. He came up with the phrase ease the squeeze. So here to chat to us about this is Laura Deswan, lecturer from the Department of Accounting, Finance and Economics at Griffith University. Laura, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you so much for having me.
How important is budgeting at a time like this? And I have to say, when I say the word budgeting, I must admit, I think, oh, it's the last thing I want to do. But how important is it?
Look, you're not alone. A lot of people think that way. They associate budgeting with maths and keeping track of finances. But, you know, if you don't do it, then you have no idea what your financial position is. You have no idea if you have enough money to cover your expenses or your outgoings, or if you've got enough money to be able to afford to treat yourself. So really, really important that you take a little bit of time to have a think about it.
What's the best way, I suppose, to go about creating a budget? If, let's say, you know, we've never done one before, we've got no idea of what our financial position is in terms of expenses. What's the best way to sit down and say, okay, let's do it?
Yeah, so there's a couple of different ways. It depends also on the type of person you are. I'm a spreadsheet person. I work in finance, so I'm used to using those. For a lot of other people, it might be apps. Certainly the banking apps, if you're using those, they often have a feature where you can track your spendings, and that will pre-categorize your different outgoings for you, so you can figure out, you know, what am I paying for all of these different things. Other people, it might be pen and paper and just going through your bank statements and figuring out, you know, what am I spending on each of these things each week, fortnight, month or year.
Let's say, Laura, that, okay, we sit down, we do the budget, and I love the idea of the way you said that. We have no idea if until we sit down and write it down on paper or whatever app we use. Let's say we've done that and we think, oh my goodness, my spending is actually greater than what I thought it was because of the cost of living pressures that we're facing at the moment. What do you reckon are some of the, I suppose, you know, easy picking items that we could tackle in terms of reducing expenses?
The easiest ones in this day and age are the things that we're spending money on but we're not actually using. So a lot of us have streaming services and we have more than one streaming service, and maybe we don't really actually use it that much. So these are easy things that you can cut down. Maybe there's subscriptions that you're paying for that you're not using. So those should be the first things to go, the stuff that you're paying for and you're not using. After that, it becomes really a process of figuring out what is essential. So you have to have your rent paid for or your housing paid for. You have to have power. You have to have access to water if you're paying for water. All of those sorts of things become essential and you need to prioritize those. And anything that's left over that you can't categorize as essential is something that can effectively be chopped. Minimise, maybe.
It's interesting when you say subscriptions, because I just went into my phone the other day and I looked under subscriptions and there were apps there that I'd subscribed to quite a while ago and they were still deducting, you know, from my account, so that I wasn't even using these apps anymore. And we're talking about a considerable amount of money. So just that exercise itself was worthwhile doing.
Yeah, they get us hooked with a lot of free trial periods. Mm. And so we often sign up for those and then just forget to cancel them. So there can be quite a few that will be deducting money that you may not have noticed.
We're talking with Laura Deswan, lecturer from the Department of Accounting and Finance and Economics at Griffith University, about the current cost of living and possible things you can do to ease the squeeze on your budget. Laura, let's talk about those with a mortgage at the moment, and we might be finding that that has increased with the recent increases in interest rates. What can we do? Are there options that we can consider when it comes to our mortgage? Because that's a roof over our head.
Yeah, definitely. All of the lenders should have a process for people who are having financial difficulties. And so you really need to get in contact with your lender and talk to them. So they will have a process that you can go through, and they'll have financial hardship provisions. So those can change maybe the term of your loan, or they can reduce your repayments temporarily, or maybe, you know, even change it to interest-free. It depends on what they will offer you. And so that will help you to stay afloat, you know, especially if it's a temporary thing, if you have lost some income recently. So I always say banks don't actually want to repossess homes. That's not the business they're in. Mm. They want you to pay your mortgage. They want you to pay that interest. So reach out to your lender and see if you can have an arrangement put in place to help you get through this period.
Well, it's interesting when you say they don't want it. Does it cost a lot of money for a bank to repossess and sell a home and do all of that stuff?
It's not going to make them the money that they would make if you pay interest over a 25-year period. And it's, you know, it's not their core business, so they don't want to be out there selling homes. They're not very good at it, you know, in getting the best price. So that's not what they want to be doing.
What should we do if we've got several credit cards or several small debts? Are they worth putting into one and consolidating?
Absolutely. Credit card debt is often high interest debt. And that's, if you're not able to pay that off in full each month, you're going to be accumulating interest on that, which is just going to keep increasing that debt. A personal loan, which you can get to consolidate, will be a lot better for you. So you'll be able to hopefully reduce all of those little high interest debts into one. And that's easier for people to manage. There is a national debt helpline or hotline that people can contact about that. So if you just Google national debt hotline, or if you're First Nations Australians, there's Mobstrong Debt Help. And you can get advice on if this is going to be suitable for you.
Laura, what about if we think, okay, we want to, you know, spend, we should cut down on our spending, but, you know, I really want that new item, and I'm going to use one of those buy now, pay later schemes, you know, where I pay it over a certain amount of time. Is that something that we probably should be avoiding?
Absolutely, yes. Look, buy now, pay later, it looks like such a great cash management tool. It helps you to spread those costs over several payments, but you're really, again, just borrowing from your future self. And so people do get into a lot of trouble with those because they end up borrowing too much from their future self, and then they don't have enough to cover their expenses in the future. So it's really, it's avoiding it now. So that's the way, the mindset you kind of need to get into if money is tight now, is I'm just going to go without it now or save up the money, you know, to be able to get it in a few weeks instead.
Laura, some fantastic tips. Thank you so much for sharing them with us on Drive.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Laura Deswan, lecturer from the Department of Accounting, Finance and Economics at Griffith University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.